Dr. Griffin's office. Oh, hello, Mrs. Smiley. How's little Billy this morning? Well, isn't that fine?
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new prize play called My Son, by Mildred Gibson Murray of Denver, Colorado. Starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price.
It's wonderful, Billy, showing such improvement. Yes, it's a new technique that's come out of the war. Serious burn casualties have made remarkable recoveries with it. Oh, yes, of course. The surface application of petrolatum, Vaseline petroleum jelly to most of us, is a vital part of the treatment. What? You had to learn the hard way? Well, Billy's going to be all right. And next time you hear of anybody suffering an ordinary household burn, you tell them what to do. Just spread Vaseline petroleum jelly on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn, and bandage firmly but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, call a physician at once. But keep Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. Get a 10-cent jar or a convenient tube for your medicine chest tonight. Mm-hmm. Vaseline petroleum jelly.
The action of tonight's play begins before breakfast on a wet autumn morning. The scene is the old Decatur mansion on Elm Place, deserted until recently, when a new coat of white paint, the appearance of a Chinese houseboy in the markets of River's End, and a rumor that Peter Mallison, world-famous engineer, had settled in our midst, has had the female population of River's End in a fine dither.
So bring in the milk now, Lee Seal-Kai, and we'll have breakfast before it gets cold.
All right, Mr. P.
Hey, that's a beast of a rain. Look at her blow.
Oh, see, very wet. Oh, feet so hard, I did. Oh, Mr. Pete, Mr. Pete.
Heaven, stop shouting, boy. The neighbors will think I have a lunatic here.
Little one, very much dead. What? Oh, too bad. Oh, look, Mr. Pete, I bring him in back.
Doc, it's a child in there. Wait, he's drowning, gasping for breath. Oh, quick, call a doctor. I'll hold up his head. Hurry.
Oh, it's all on me. Fine. I'm very fast. Very fast.
Golly, I hope it doesn't die before he gets here.
Oh, here. First on list, Christian. Dr. Christian. Number 321.
Say, somebody wants help early. Dr. Christian's office. Yes? Oh, pardon me. I can't understand you. What? Say that again, please. Mr. Peter, a baby. Where? 46 Elm Place. Yes, right away.
Emergency duty?
Oh, and then some. It's that Chinese we've seen working around the nice old house on Elm Place the past week.
Yes?
He wants doctor come very quick. Mr. P.G. Getty baby.
Mr. Peter?
That's what he said.
I know this modern world is turning out some strange things, but to attend a man on such an occasion. Judy, didn't you make a mistake?
I certainly did not. Now, come on. Take your coat and bag.
Well, Judy, on a baby case, I'd like to have you along.
Oh, all right. Your own coat, your breathing doll. All right, ready?
Here we go for the car. Ooh, this certainly is the downpour. It isn't cool, though.
Doctor? Dr. Christian?
Yes.
I'm Peter Mallison. Come in quick. This way, nurse. Something terrible's happened.
You have an addition to the family?
Oh, look. What do you think? Oh, but I'm sure it's dying. Please do something quick.
Good heavens, man. Where have you had the child? Why don't you get him out of that puddle of rainwater?
I've had nothing to do with it.
Put the baby on the table, Judy.
Yes.
And get some towels and a woolen blanket.
Yes.
And some warm water in the pan.
All right.
Quick. We can't save this child.
Yes. Here, boy, that towel.
Oh, yes, missy.
Where's my stethoscope? Here. Hmm. Heart poor. Lungs.
Poor little drowned thing.
Oh, it isn't dead, is it, Doctor?
My dear. Batting, Judy.
Yes.
A little harder.
Got to bring up circulation. There. That's enough. Now, wrap him in the warm blanket.
Could it drink a little coffee to stimulate it, Doctor?
Hardly that, Mr. Mallison. You might warm some milk, though.
Ty, you heard.
Oh, yes,
here. Here's a bottle of some sort under the wet pillow.
Oh, nothing, buddy. Good. Isn't that a water-soaked letter sticking in the side?
Golly, that's what it is. But here, I'll read it. His name is Jimsy, and he's 3 months old. I'm sick. When you read this, don't try to find me. I'll be somewhere in the other world with his father. Signed, his mother.
Oh, how pitiful. You poor baby.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here's a P.S. I left him here because it's the loveliest house in town. Please, won't you be good to him? Well, I'd like to know who wouldn't.
Poor girl.
His eyes, Dr. Cookie, look.
Good. He's coming too.
Is that natural? I didn't know a little baby ever opened his eyes.
You're very ignorant, Mr. Mallison. I take it you're not married.
Oh, no, I never went out for family life.
Looks as though family life is coming to you, however.
Yes, this is very disturbing. You see, I'm a stranger in Riverbend. I just came in from Chicago last night. I plan to do some research work here where it's quiet. My Chinese boy's all the family I have.
I see, but this child, where did he come from?
Oh, Kai found him at the door. Nurse, what's the matter, is he?
Coming along, Tootsie Dandy.
That little cry is very encouraging. Judy, time a bit of warm milk.
All right.
He's certainly you want to come out of it like this.
But, Doctor, what are we going to do with him?
Well, Madison, I've never had a case like this before, so maybe we'd better report it to the police. I'll get the keys.
A good idea. Hey, Miss Judy, you got away with baby.
Hmm?
I figure we're slated to get pretty well acquainted.
Could be, Mr. Peter Mallison.
Boy, look at him go for that bottle. Heard if I touch his hand, Miss?
Of course not. Haven't you ever seen a little baby before?
Never this close. Well, look, he got hold of my finger. Golly.
He won't hurt you.
Yes, he. The infant was left at the door. Partially for hours. Yes. Nearly drowned in the rain. What? Really? Well, then, that's probably the whole story. No, I'm afraid not. Mallison says, no women folks. Well, we can try. Send her a list of prospects, will you? Fine. Goodbye.
What did he say, Doctor?
It seems a young woman was found lying exhausted on the river road this morning at 5:00. He died a few minutes later in a heart attack.
Jimsy's mother.
Might be.
What else did he say?
He wondered if you wanted to keep the little fellow in case no relatives turned up.
Me? Me keep him? Well, I'm a bachelor. What do I know about kids? But, Doctor, you know I can't keep him. A child would upset my whole life.
That's what I told Chief Robert.
You did? Without asking me?
Well, naturally.
Well, I think you should have at least...
Look, everybody. He's a darling.
His pulse, Judy.
It's normal. Look at the little yellow curls around his ears. So sweet.
Oh, Dr. Christian, do something, quick. Look at his face. It's all wrinkled, and his hands are waving like mad. Is it dying?
Oh, of course not. Little Jim's just dreaming. Reaching out for a good home.
Oh.
Come on, Judy. Wrap him up tightly in the blanket.
Oh.
We've got to get back to the office. It's 10:00. Yes, Mr. Madison. Goodbye. Looks as though it's going to clear again, Judy.
The weather, maybe, but what about Jimsy's future?
We'll hope that brightens, too. Hello, Judy.
Dr. Christian, you're back early from the hospital. It's just 1:00.
Yes, I hurried a bit faster than usual. How's our baby?
Oh, fine as frog hair. Sleeping there in the back office.
Good. Any luck finding him a home?
No. I called the 10 families on Chief Roberts' list. The Ketchum...
Oh, they already have 7 children.
Sure, but Mrs. Ketchum said she could do with another ration book.
Did she mention any love in exchange for the book?
None. I think she's short on that. Then there was Chris Peterson. He said he might drop around and look the kid over because... if help kept getting scarcer, he might have to train up a farmhand, all his young'uns being girls.
Heaven forbid.
I argued like a lawyer with little Mrs. Shelby. She has no children, nice home, lots of money. She's afraid of the responsibility. Might turn out a villain instead of a gentleman.
Oh, me.
Oh, Peter Mallison's called up 3 times since 11.
What for?
To ask about the baby. You know, Dr. Keaton, I believe that man's crazy about little Jim. Did you see his face when the baby grabbed his thumb?
Yes, I did. Well, most men have a tender spot in their heart for a baby. Nice-looking man, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Tall, brown eyes, strong skin. Soft-looking hair with a dash of intellectual gray at the temples. And...
Oh, so you observed all those things yourself. I'll take it, Judy. Maybe it's a break for our infant. Hello? Peter? Yes. Yes, he's fine. Lying here chewing on his knuckles. Teeth? No. No, just gumming it. Teeth commented later. Yeah. No, no, not yet. Folks hesitate to take on an extra mouth to teeth. Of course you couldn't, Peter. No. No, yeah, yeah. We'll try. We'll keep on trying. Goodbye.
Again?
Well, Madison is terribly worried. He really wants the child, but of course he can't take care of him.
Well, he could marry. If men as scarce as hen molars.
Now you're romancing.
Well, isn't it true? Oh, there, it's bottle time again. I'll come to him and then run out for a bite of lunch.
Oh, Judy, wait a minute. Take this bit and buy him some clothing.
All right.
May have to take him to a children's home in Perryville. Keep Robert safe.
Oh, no. His poor little mother wanted him to grow up a citizen of River's End.
Yes, Judy, I know.
Oh, well, I'll give Jim his bottle, and then he should sleep till I get back.
All right, I'll look in on him occasionally.
Take me to all out.
Well, Judy, it's 3 o'clock. Better go home and... Want to bathe and dress the child?
Oh, Dr. Keaton, you can't send Jimsy away.
Oh, there was no alternative, Judy. I made the best possible arrangement. Train leaves at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
You better call the taxi. Of course, I've still got 6 patients to see, so I can't take you to the station.
Don't worry. I'll get along, but I just hate to go. Here, honey, baby, you come to Judy. And out into the rough old world again.
Bug up, Judy. Mustn't take it so to heart. Goodbye till tomorrow. And good luck, little Jim. Oh, 7:50. Wish John Clark would hurry along. I'm tired. That's the limit. Judy's at the station by now. Poor girl. She adores that little waif. Ah, he is a fine, fine baby. Peter Mallison. Oh, come in and sit down.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. I just drove over to see Jimsy and take him and Judy for a bit of a ride. You haven't found a...
Yes, Peter, I guess we have.
What?
Well, there seems to be no room here in River Bend for him, so we've arranged with an orphan's home at Perryville, 50 miles down the river. It's an exceptionally good institution.
But, Dr. Christian, why didn't you tell me?
You knew we were trying to find a home for the child. You have no real claim on him.
Well, I certainly have. He was given to me. What's more, he's not leaving this town.
Well, Judy is leaving with him under limited in, let's see, just 3 minutes.
What? Well, that child's not boarding any train tonight. I'll see to that. Tire. Look out for that corner. Limited's in already. Guys, he's moving, pulling out. And little Jim's aboard. Well, they can't take him.
Oh, look like they already have, Mr. Pete.
It's 50 miles to Perryville. How much gas have we?
Oh, maybe 9 gallon in tank or 2 coupons.
All right, let's go. We're racing the Limited north. Drive, drive like you've never driven before.
Oh, very, very soft road.
Oh, the train's passing us. There. Solid road again. Oh, hurry. Faster, faster.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Peter. I hope nothing burst. Oh, look. Light ahead.
Oh. Down. The detour. Holy Cricket. Here, here, tie to the light. Through the field. Mighty rough, though.
I go easy.
There, that's better. Now, go like the devil. I'll soon have that boy back.
Oh, please, oh, Mr. Pete. Oh, who take care of little one?
None of your business, Kai. Wish I knew.
Oh, looky, look, light. Oh, station. Oh, hey, yeah. Station.
Oh, thank goodness. Look, the passengers are getting off. What? I don't see that nurse anywhere. Oh, oh, there she is with the baby. She's hailing a cab. Nurse, wait.
Harrison, what in the world are you doing here?
I came after my baby.
Your baby?
You heard me, you kidnapper.
Oh, take your hands off this child. Now, thank you to stop name calling. Yes, you've wakened him.
Sorry to disturb your sleep, son, but you'll be glad someday.
Son, and you're the chap who just couldn't take care of him. Let go of my arm, I'll scream for help.
Never mind that, I'll help you. Now, oopsie daisy.
Oh.
Hey, you two are light.
Oh, you. Now, who's the kidnapper?
Harry, hold open the door.
Oh.
There. Yeah, now you stay in your seat. Make that child comfortable. We're heading back to 46 Elm Place, Rivers End, USA.
Good morning, Peter.
We are out early.
Good morning, Dr. Christian. You're not angry with me, are you?
For what, Peter?
You know. I'm ashamed about last night, but good heavens, Dr. Christian, I never wanted anything so bad in my life as when I thought I'd lost that little chap. I guess he's gotten under my skin. I was rude to your nurse, too, Doctor, and I've come to apologize.
Oh, Judy, there's an apology waiting for you out here.
Oh, you? Don't bother, Mr. Morrison. I adore fatherly men.
Oh, Judy, how is that nice? Oh,
that's perfectly all right, Doctor. I deserve any sort of riot speech he wants to hand me. Oh, but really, Judy, please.
Oh, forget it. I'm as happy as you are that somebody's claimed that darling baby. I shed tears all the way to Perryville.
You know, Doctor, I'm up against the real problem of someone else.
I see. Now that the baby has a father, you must have a
mother. Yes. I sort of put the proposition up to Judy, Doctor.
Well. No, I don't know that I can blame you, but what does Judy say?
Judy says she's wedded to her job, period.
Well, it's a long shot anyway. I knew I could never really compete with the multiple attractions of your office, Doctor. Now what?
Ah, Judy's a good girl. How about your problem? Say, I believe I've got somebody.
Not too old and bossy, I hope.
Her name is Weston. Abby Weston. Abby's a girl in her late 30s, Peter. Judy can tell you about her. Judy?
Yes, Doctor?
I was thinking about the possibility of getting Abby Weston to look out for the baby.
Oh, why not? Abby loves children and she has no home ties at all.
But then you think she would come and take care of my son?
My son? I like to hear you say that, Peter.
Fits right in with his progressive way, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you. I'm going to take that for a compliment.
Suppose you get in touch with Abby and see what she says, Judy.
All right.
And take Peter along with you.
Then you will, Miss Weston?
Well, Abby, please say yes. We're betting on you.
Well, you say the child...
Oh, an angel. Soft, pinky, yellow curls, dark violet eyes.
What color are his wings?
Oh, Abby, you're pretty. You will?
Oh, I'm afraid I'd lose caste with you and Dr. Kitchen if I didn't. Oh,
Miss Weston, I'm surely...
Call me Abby, won't you? Good enough name.
Oh, Abby, will you come over and meet my son? Little Jim's probably crying out this minute against Ty's ministration.
Oh, hello, Abby. Come on in. Here, have the big chair.
Oh, am I tired, Judy.
How come you're walking?
Oh, I've got to. My anatomy's getting that 2x4 spread.
Doing nothing.
Well, Abby, I thought you were still taking care of Jimmy Nelson. Oh, I am, but that's only play. My real effort's with Peter. Bringing him to let me have my own way with Jimmy.
Oh, he doesn't cooperate?
For weeks I've been teaching him child nutrition, and I'll be blessed if he doesn't sneak potatoes and candy into that infant's mouth every time my back turns.
Oh, dreadful.
And that's not all.
No?
Little Jim's bedtime is at 6:30. But every so often I find Peter in the nursery long after that playing bear with the youngster. Imagine.
Oh, Peter must worry you a lot.
He takes up most of my time. He even wants me to leave during evening.
Ah?
Says my voice is so smooth and gentle.
Look out, Abby Weston. I recognize symptoms.
Oh, Judy, there's always plenty on a page without reading between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got to go. Almost time for Ginger's sweet punch.
Abby, you've got a new wristwatch.
Oh,
what a beauty.
Oh, I like it. I need it to time the baby's meals.
Oh, of course. Well, run in again when you can.
Yes, I will.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Judy, do you really think?
Well, Dr. Christian, unless all signs fail, I expect to get a wedding invitation any day now from Abby and Peter.
Judy, you're not sorry.
Sorry about what?
Oh, you know what I mean. You had the chance. You had lots of chances to marry since you've been working with me. I sometimes wonder if it's right to keep you here.
You're sticking to your assignment, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Wouldn't you like to be out on the war front instead of the home front?
I'd certainly like to be in an older, marvelous new method of surgery they're developing.
But being Dr. Christian and necessary to the very existence of River's End, you're sick of the job here.
Well, when you're my age, you'll find you've spent your life murdering alternatives.
Maybe I've just learned to do it early.
Judy, the thing about you that continually interests me is how a girl can be so pretty and at the same time so white.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Jean Hershel, waiting to greet you. During the approaching holiday season, every woman wants to look her special best. And one girl who's apt to be much in demand, under the mistletoe, is a sprightly young lady with a soft, shining hair. So ladies, get your hair in condition now for the gala days ahead. Use Vaseline hair tonic like this. Before every shampoo, massage the scalp thoroughly with plenty of Vaseline hair tonic. Then steam your head for several minutes with a piping hot towel. After the shampoo, rub on a few drops of Vaseline hair tonic as you would a brilliantine. Now, face the mirror. Take a good look at your hair. Notice how gleaming and lustrous it is, how beautifully free from dryness and other signs of dry scalp. Watch how smoothly and easily it falls into place, how well it stays put. Buy a big bottle of Vaseline hair tonic tonight. Vaseline hair tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Jean Hershel.
Thank you very much. You've just been listening to a play called My Son by Mrs. Mildred Gibson Murray of Denver, Colorado. She has turned to radio writing to keep her faith high and her mind busy while her only son serves in the South Pacific and her daughter works in a war plant. Next week, she plans to present a new prize play called Such Things Don't Happen by Barbara Corcoran of South Hamilton, Massachusetts. We invite you to listen to the Vaseline program again next Wednesday evening, same time and same place. And until then, I'll say good night.
Crack lip? Want a tip? Here's a tip. Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost instantly. Get Vaseline Lip Ice tonight. Only a quarter at drugstores. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.